Okay, so hi everyone. I'm going to talk for a few minutes about the influencing power of calm. So you'll all know if you're in your office or you're in a meeting and somebody comes through the door, if they're looking and being extremely agitated, then immediately everybody in the room feels the energy, right? So if somebody comes in stressed, everybody goes, there's an immediate transfer of that energy to the other people. And similarly, if everybody in the room is stressed and somebody walks in who is obviously deeply calm and present, that energy of calmness and presence transmits itself to the group. So to the degree that we are able to embody the power of calm within ourselves, to that degree we will be able to transfer that energy to everybody within our working and our family environment. So there's a kind of, what I want us to practice in this session is how to create a complementary harmonic between our ideas and experience of activity and dynamism and calmness and presence. And the way in which we're going to be doing this is by using images and imagination. So a picture speaks a thousand words. So what I'm going to try to do is to communicate to you through the power of images what it feels like to be calm. And we're going to be talking about calmness in terms of being solid and immovable, calmness in terms of flow and flexibility, and calmness in terms of spaciousness and openness. So that's the exercise I'm going to be leading, is just through these three types of calmness. And let's just try it out and see what happens. So you need a relatively comfortable position in your chair with a relatively straight back. Your ears and shoulders in line with each other, so the weight of your head and neck are traveling comfortably down into your torso. You can have your eyes either slightly open or gently closed, whichever you prefer. Arms in your lap, arms and hands in your lap or on your knees, whatever's comfortable. Breathing naturally. If you can, through the nose. If it's not comfortable, through the mouth is fine. And I just want you to notice the natural rhythm of your breathing. And if your body feels like it needs to breathe a bit faster, that's fine. Your body wants to breathe a bit slower, a bit deeper, that's fine too. Just breathe naturally. And begin to focus your awareness on your breathing. And the first type of calmness we're going to be investigating and trying to experience is the calmness that is like the solidity of a mountain. So I'd like you to imagine or bring to mind an image or an experience of a mountain that you've had, a place that you visited or seen. And once you have an image of that mountain, I'd like you to imagine yourself as that mountain with the qualities of that mountain, just deeply solid, massive, immovable. And we're going to imagine that it's a nice day. So initially the sun is shining, there's a pleasant breeze moving across the surface of the mountain. But then I want us to imagine that the weather changes, the clouds and the wind and the rain start to batter the mountain, but because the mountain is so solid, so deeply calm, the weather, the rain has no effect on the fundamental solidity and calmness of the mountain. So in our daily life, we're cultivating a feeling of being solid and calm like a mountain, even when there's a whole bunch of stuff kicking off around us at work, issues at home. Just keeping that feeling and experience of deeply solid calmness in our body and mind. So you're trying to connect to the feeling of it. We're going to use a second image now just to investigate and experience the, what you could call the calmness of flow. It's a different type of calmness. So I'd like you to imagine yourself as being like a gentle river, water flowing along down through the bottom of the valley. So this calmness is moving and flowing. It's an allowing type of calm. It's almost more like a kind of emotional calm. So different types of emotions flowing through your mind and body during the day, and you're just flowing with it. Allowing it to move and flow, not clinging onto it. And it's just this gentle valley river. The water's flowing, you're becoming that flow. Again, I want you to imagine that the weather changes. There's a lot of rain. The water in the river is swelling, becoming faster. It's like in our daily life when there's a lot of issues coming up for us. But again, you just allow yourself to be that flow. The flow is faster, more dynamic, but you stay calm by being in the flow. You flow with the momentum of the water. You keep flowing, keep allowing. And then finally, investigate the calm coming from a sense of spaciousness, openness. So just imagine yourself being like a huge open sky. Totally spacious, almost limitless. In the sense of clarity and spacious you experience. Clear, open, light. And again, I'd like you to imagine the weather changing, the clouds coming in, a bit of thunder, a bit of wind and rain. But because you're the sky, your sense of spaciousness, openness is so huge that you can quite easily accommodate these little clouds, the movement of the wind and the rain. So even though there's a lot of activity, a lot of weather, you can accommodate it because there's that sense of spaciousness. So we're making our mind big, spacious. That sense of space helps us to cope with the activity even when it's fractious, there's friction around. Okay, next couple of breaths, as you breathe in, breathe your awareness into your body, into the here and now. When you're ready, open your eyes and bring the exercise to a close. Okay, so three types of calmness, three types of qualitative difference. Sometimes it's good to be solid, sometimes it's good to be flexible and flowing, sometimes it's time to be relaxed, open, spacious.